Jim Shalom first.
This is our chesed.
Marber Reyes, if you want to know. Right. Homer Rabbi Yechonem Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Minayin Shakodesh Baruch Hu Mispalo. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself also davens. This is very shver. What does he mean a Kodesh Baruch Hu davens? We'll soon see what he says. But the Indian is, they always speak out, is that really a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to do chesed to everybody. But there's a mitzvah. If you do mitzvahs, you get char. If you do aveiros, you get a noinish. So mitzad adin, Hashem can't give you everything he wants to, because you've been not roi to mekabel dashpo, he can't give it to you. But there's a midah to rachma from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he doesn't look at the din, and even though more you don't deserve something, still he gives it to you. So that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillah. His tefillah is that he himself should be noy, that his midah to rachmin should work over the midah to din. That means Hashem wants to give us everything, but we have to be roi to mekabel it. But certain times, even though we're not roi, still Hashem gives it to us. So the Gemara says, "The Moram Nazikos Brochum is followed." Shenema, the pasuk says, "Vavi Yosim Al Har Kodeshi V'Simaste B'Beit Tfilosi." Is it says Tfilosi? My Tfilah, Hashem is saying. Tfilosim LeNemer doesn't say your Tfilah, and the Tfilosi. Mikan Shekodesh Brochum is followed. Kodesh Brochum alone davens. For the Gemara, my Matzli, like, what does Hashem daven? How could Hashem daven? Omer Rav Zutra Batuvia. Omer Rav. What does Hashem say? Yihirotzei Melufonai Sheyich Peshu Rachami Eskasi. Hey, my midas harachamim should take over my kaf, v'yigoylu rachamei al midoysay, and again, my rachamim should go over my midoysay. V'yisnagin b'ni, I should be knowing with Klal Yisrael, v'midas rachamim. V'yikonai slam lefnei meshur sadin. As I'm just saying, that Hashem wants to give us toivah, just if there's a midas sadin, if a person does aveiris, Hashem can't give you toivah. He has to give you this. Just amol, his misgabri, that his midas harachamim, goes over the midas sadin. So that's what he's misfollowing. So the Gemara Tanya, Amr Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Pamachas nichnasti lahakti keteris lefnai lefnim. In fact, he was a Kohen Gadol. And once he went in to bring the keteris in lefnai lefnim, for re'isti and he saw there a kasriel ko Hashem tzavokai. They say a kasriel, the Shita said that's one of the shemes of Hashem. So exactly what this means we don't know, but he like saw a kodesh Hashem there. Shu yoshev a kisei rom v'nisa. Hashem was sitting on the kisei rom v'nisa. The Omali, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told to Rabbi Yishmael, Yishmael b'ni b'cheni. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yishmael, go and give me a bracha. Is Amati loy, why did Rabbi Yishmael tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu this tefillah? Yirotem lefonecho, sheyich b'shu rachamecha es kascho. V'yigurlo rachamecha, midoisecho, v'ayta rachamim sh'biyovu yemidois, v'tisnagim bonecha b'midas rachamim. You should be knowing what Klai Yisrael b'midas rachamim. And be nice with them, even though they don't deserve the chesed or the toivah, still give them toivah, give them chesed. And the Gemara says, "Venena liberoishay." That the Kodesh Baruch Hu like shook his head to me, like he was masking to the tefillah. Tap Rashi. "Venena liberoishay." Rashi kumayda bebrichasi v'yena amen. As if the Kodesh Baruch Hu himself said amen to this bracha. So the Gemara kamashman. What does less that the Kodesh Baruch Hu like shook his head? Shleitei brichas hedit kala b'necha. His mother, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was mekabel this bracha from Rabbi Yossi, which connected Hashem, he's only a hedyot, to rather us. Anybody that gives you a bracha should always thank him for it. It could be the biggest hedyot, the smallest person, but a bracha is still a bracha. Now, from this Gemara, the Nefesh HaChayim, what's the pshat in the word Baruch? Every bracha we say, Baruch HaTo Hashem. So, big machleik exactly what is the title, what does Baruch mean? Some say Baruch means to give a blessing to. But they don't say it doesn't pass us to give a blessing to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who are we to bless the Kodesh Baruch Hu? So Nefesh Chaim says, Baruch is from the Russian Ribui, a lot. We want our Kodesh Baruch Hu with our Shpoh to come down to us a lot. That's every tefillah of Baruch. Hey, Baruch HaTo Hashem means the Baruch from the Russian Ribui. I want you, our Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be Misraba, like come closer and come more and more to us. And he buys us from this Gemara. That was this tefillah. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Rabbi Shmuel, give me a Baruch. What kind of bracha did he say back to him? He said this tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have more shaychis, more rachamim, like more hashpah to Klal Yisrael. That's the type of a bracha all over. Bracha means we want your hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu come more and more and more to us. That means give us more taiva taiva. We don't deserve it. If we admit it's a rachamim, we'll get it. And that's the type of every baruch. Baruch HaTo Hashem means you Hashem, your hashpah that comes in this world should be misrabah. There should be more and more and more of it. Right, the Yomer Rabbi Yechonim Mishum Rabbi Yosi, Minayin Shem Ratzim LeLiyodim B'Shas Kasei. If you have an argument with somebody and he's angry at you, you shouldn't go over right now to try to be mepayis to make up with him. Because you know right now he's not going to listen to you, like wasting your time. You're better off waiting a day or two till he calms down, and then you go over to him. You see, the first time Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Tona Yelchu, let my faith go by, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Dani Chayti Lecho, and then I'll leave you time, like then I'll come back to you. Mashmanal Kodesh Baruch Hu was the cast, so Kodesh Baruch Hu said, don't come talk to me now, wait until my cast goes away, and then I'll talk with you. So tomorrow, what does the pasuk mean? Amar la Kodesh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, hintinli, wait for me, Achi Yavru Ponim Shel Zoam, until my ponim, we'll soon see, Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry 1 second throughout the day, V'yaniach l'cho, and then I'll come and talk to you. So you see, when Kodesh Baruch Hu is angry, Moshe shouldn't talk to Hashem then. So what then, when any person is angry at you, don't try and be pious him then, wait till he calms down first. Because the Gemara, Miko, Rivka, Kamili, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu get angry at all. And the Gemara, in, yes, the Tanya, that says in the Pasuk and Tehillim, V'keil zoyam b'chol yoyim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry every day. Because the Gemara, V'kama zomai, how long is he angry? Rega. V'kama rega, exactly how long is a rega? We always say rega means a second. The Gemara says even that's too much. Hashem is not angry really for a second. No echad one, mechameshes ribuya, 50,000, ushmoines alofim and 80, ushmoines alofim, 8,000, 58,000, ushmoine meyos, 800, ushmoine umushmoine, 88 for sure, of an hour. So it comes out to come out a quarter of a second, maybe even a little less than that. That's how long Kadosh Baruch Hu was angry. So the Gemara Vizuhi Rega, that's called the Rega that Hashem gets angry. So the Gemara Vain called Varia Yechola Lachavanai Tishur. Nobody knows exactly when that second is. We'll soon see what's Magaya, Chutz mi Bilam Arosha, only Bilam Arosha. That was the Koyach of Bilam. Bilam had a Koyach to know when Hashem gets angry. And Vashtetzich, the second Hashem is angry, if you want to curse somebody, Hashem will listen to that Klola. Like he's angry at Klal Yisrael then. So if you want to give a klola, that's the second to listen. So that was Bilam's klayach. He knew when Hashem gets angry. At that second, he gave a klola, so Hashem listened to the klola. Dichtiv Devi Yodeya Das Elyon. That Bilam knew Das Makadosh Baruch Hu. So at Gemara Kasha, what does he mean he knew Hashem? Hashta Das Emtoi Lo Heva Yod. He didn't know the Das of his own behemoth. Das Elyon Heva Yoda. He would know the Das of Elyon. How is that possible? Ela Malamei Sho Yodeya Lachav Enoyse Shoh. I thought you could hop over. Get over there. Yeah. Ela malamei sho yodei alachav enoyse sho asher kodesh baruch hu koyes bo. His Bilam didn't know his own animal even. Tavad, he didn't know the leaders of a kodesh baruch hu. Because Bilam's whole koyach was he knew to recognize this 1 second when Hashem was angry. So then Bilam gave the call and punk then Hashem listened. So the more about Hainu biyomalu novili Yisrael. Ami is Klal Yisrael Zechono, remember Mayoyitz Bolok Melech Moyet. What Bolok, what his Machshava was. His Machshava was to give a Klala when Hashem got angry. The more Mai Laman Da Tidkus Hashem, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu did tremendous tzedek Zdokah with us. What was it? Omri Ablozo Omulam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem is telling us, Du'u Kama Tidkus Osisi Mochem, how much tzedakah I did with you. Shalai Ka'asti B'yemei Bilam HaRosha. At that time, when Bilam went to give clothes to Klal Yisrael, the reason why it wasn't Chal, because since those days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry. Shel Mole Kastik was Hashem would have gotten angry then, when Yishtayim, his name, Shal Yisrael, through the Poland. Lashon Natrikin. So Naim really means the Klal Yisrael itself. It means nobody from Klal Yisrael would have stayed alive. Hey, the Bilam would have been Mechavin, or Hashem would have been angry that day when Bilam made his Klalom, the whole Klal Yisrael would have been killed out. That's the chesed that Hashem did, that punk those days, Hashem didn't get angry. Zmor v'haynu d'koma lei Bilam lebo. That's what Bilam answered back to Bolot. Mo'ekov lekov kel. Hey, what kind of call could I do if a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't get angry? I mean, punk these days, Hashem didn't get angry. U'ma'ezem leizom Hashem, Hashem didn't get angry. I can't do anything. Malam meitche kol oysen hayomim leizom. Because all those days that Bilam went to give klolas, punk then Hashem didn't get angry. Now the Mar says, Nachamol, the Kama Zomai, how long does he get angry? Rega. One Rega. The Kama Rega, Amravavin, Vitaim Ravavin, the Rega Kimimra. The Rega, the way we say it, means 1 second. So, of course, the Samadhan, before the Gemara said, it's 58,888. Now the Gemara is saying it's one Rega. The Gemara says that, before the Gemara says the exact Cheshbin, how long it is. Now the Gemara just stops saying, just like in Kurt, to know. How long does Hashem get angry? A rega. still a bit more than that.
Kamimra mean, like we said before, 158, whatever, Kamimra, like we said?
Maybe. Yeah, sure. Then Rav and regular Kamimra, maybe. And the Gros learn not that. The Gros learn Kamimra means what people say, like one regga. So the Gemara, Uminolon, the regga, Rosak, where's the psukim that Hashem gets angry one regga every day? Shinema ki regga pa'apoi chayim v'rtsoine. His regga ba'apoi, one regga Hashem is ba'apoi with anger. The boy is saying, Mihocho, Chavi, kama regga ad yavor zoim. Hey, wait 1 second until Hashem zoim will go away. So the Gemara is be'emus Rosak. It's for us to know. How are we going to know when Hashem gets angry? We'll soon see Spageya. If you want to give somebody klala, so curse him at this second. So how do we know which second of the day Hashem gets angry? Om Rabbaya Bahanech Plosi Shor Kamaisa, out of the first 3 hours of the day. Ki Chiyura Karbalosa Tanagoyla. His the beak of the chicken is white. Zekoi Achad Karim, stands on one leg. Freddy Gemara Kol Shosav Shosav Nami Koi Hochi. That's no Chiddish, stands on one leg a long time. And Kol Shos, and the Gemara, Kol Shos is Bei Shuraiku, Sumke. Every time in the white beak, there's one strip of red there. There's a red strip there. So he Shos to this 1 second, less Bei Shuraiku, Sumkoi. Hey, this red streak goes away. The kids, if you watch the chicken throughout the first 3 hours of the day, and you see the red spot go away, that's the second Hashem gets angry. But the Gemara, Mela, Maisa, Hu Tzeduki, Devi Bishavisa, Devi Shur Benleiti. There was a Tzeduki, and Yeshua Shulman Levi's Saviva and his Shochin, his neighbor, have become a silent to the Kroy. And Tzuki used to say that take the Tzukim and Chumash and ask Kashas on them and give them a hard time. Is Yoim Echoda, so Yeshua Shulman Levi got sick of this guy. They wanted to get rid of him already. So what did he do? Shokel Tanagoyli took this chicken, the Yukmei Ben Kari put it by his bed, the Arsa, he tied it onto his bed post. The Ayin Bur. Hey, then he looked at it. Say that for the first 3 hours, he kept looking at the chicken. So, very thought, Kimot Ishos will come that 1 second that the red will go away. I'll tell you, I'll curse this Tzeduki, and Melo will die then. So the Gemara Kimot Ishos came that second night, and he fell asleep. His punk that second, he fell asleep in Meshuvah Benayfi. So he said to himself, Omash Marmino Lavurcha Ayil Nevin Hochi. It's not nice to do this. Hey, it's not nice to give a klolo that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should go and give an onish to somebody. It's not nice to do that. Why? The Pasuk says, V'rachma v'kol ma'isav tziv. You should have rachmonos on everybody. Hoksiv gam enosh le'tzadik lo'itoyv. It's not nice to get an onish. A tzadik shouldn't give a rasha an onish. Gam enosh le'tzadik lo'itoyv. It's not even good if a tzadik gets an onish. It's not good to get onish. So here the Gemara doesn't say too much. I think later on the Gemara says that the ma'isav was he should be mispal that he should do tshuva. Not that you should be mispalel that he should die, but better be mispalel somebody should do tshuva. That's the way. That was Maisa Bebruya, right. That's what she told the husband of Remeya. So here also, it wasn't nice to daven to Hashem should kill him. Moratonim Mishmei the Rebbe Meir. He says another shir. Vishor Shachama Zerechas, when the sun is shining, the whole Malchim Mizruch Amarav Menichim Kisrayim Barashayim, all the kings put the crowns on the head. They bow down to the Avodah Zarah, the Chama, Miyad Koyes. That's when the Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry. Miyad Koyes the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's the second when the Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry. Right. Who Yomu Rabbi Yechon and Mishum Rabbi Yossi? Toivo Ma'adas Achas, Velibo Shalodom. Ma'adas means a Lashon Achno, the Mashal says. If you yourself feel bad, as you realize you did something bad, then you want to do tshuva about it. But in your lay, you have bad feelings in your heart. That's better, Yoseh Mikama Malkis. Whether somebody's a son hidden, you give your Malkis. The calls them on your stock, you hold you didn't do wrong, you don't know what you did wrong, you're not going to do tshuva. But if you yourself have achno, that's the best thing. Shinema v'rod for esmo yaveho. V'yomro elcho, I'll go back, elcho, I'll go, v'yeshuva, I'll return. Elisha, Rishon, it's quite so saying this. I'll return back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my first bow. Ki toivli oz meyasa. It's better to be with the Kodesh Baruch Hu than now Klai Yisrael was with the Avodah Zarah. Resh Lakish Shomar, Yoseh Mimeya Malkis. It's better than 100 Malkis. Shenema Tachas Ge'oro, Demevin, Mehakis, still Meya. Hey, it's better, the fact you feel a little bit bad, more than giving 100 Malkis. Hey, take the tshuv riz, believe Resh Lakish, and the person himself feels bad inside. Trashi, a mardos achas loshin ridui ba'achno. A person's machni himself puts himself down. Shodom som alibay meilu. he himself realized he did something bad and he wanted to do tshuva, that's better than 100 makas. Rostes mevet rashi kishetiro, sheinoiz there, tosem aliba lemer osher velisha rishin. And Klai Yisrael did avodah zarah. And then they saw they weren't gaining from it, they said, we'll go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitachas gora b'mevin, tachas gora b'odom. Mevin toiva mahakas tfil meyit. It's better if a person realizes himself than getting 100 makas. Tachas tatam lemala, tachas atofa. Right. V'yomer Rav Yechon Mishrim Rav Yosi. Shloisha dvorim bikesh Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu three things. V'nosan loy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him. V'kesh etishra shchina Yisrael, shvenosan loy, shenemra lebelech tachri monu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't go with us, the Klal Yisrael. V'kesh lo etishra shchina al oedek echovim, he wanted that the goyim should not have the shchina, and also v'nosan loy, shenemra v'nofnino ani v'yamecha. That I'll make a difference between Klal Yisrael and the goyim. Yeah. So they didn't have the shchina.
What?
Huh?
This is forever.
Yeah. V'kesh le'ediyah d'rochem shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His Moshe wanted to know the d'rochem of Hashem. He always said there are 50 midas of Chochmah, and this is the Shar Nun. The 50th Shar is to know Klal d'rochem of Hashem. That means that anything happens, we see the Tavor in it. We see what's good about it. That's called the 50th Shar of Chochmah. That means even though to us it looks bad, but really there's a reason why it's being done. And if you have this 50th Chochmah, you know why it's good. And the Moshe said, Mepharshim say, Rabbi Kiva had this Chochmah. Some say Mosunsi, some say Moshe didn't have this Chochmah. So the Medrash says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, give the Torah, Moshe said, send it beyond somebody else. And the Medrash says that was beyond Rabbi Kiva. Because Rabbi Kiva had this 50th Madrega Chochmah, he saw everything what Hashem did, how it was good. So a lot of Maisim and Gemaras were at the Noyim walking through the Beit HaMikdash, and they started to cry and Rabbi Kiva started to laugh. Because Rabbi Kiva knew in everything bad what the good was in it. That's called to know Klal the Midrash HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first man Yom says Moshe asked for this, and the first man said Moshe got it. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him. He told him, V'nosam loy, Shenem ha-hidiyeni noyas ruachecha, Omlof on everybody shoylem, V'vnei ma'ayye tzadik v'toiv loy. It's Moshe at kashin. How come sometimes for tzadik it's good? V'yei tzadik v'ra loy. Sometimes for tzadik it's bad. Some pashtas doesn't look nice. The guy's at tzadik, how come he's having is there an ancient? And Fakir, Yesh Rosha Batavli. Sometimes you have a Rosha, and Punk Batavli has a good mouth, and everything's going good for him. For Yesh Rosha Varalloy. Sometimes you have a Rosha, and the Rosha is bad for him. So that was the Kasha, if you want to know the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we see in everything that happens why Hashem is doing it? Amaloy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered back, Amaloy Moshe. I'll give you an answer. Tzadik Batavli. A Tzadik, everything goes good for him. That's a Tzadik Ben Tzadik. His father's also Tzadik. Tzadik Varalloy. Tzadik ben Rosha. Since his father was a Rosha, sometimes he'll get an Einish also. Rosha v'toivloi means Rosha ben Tzadik. The father was a Tzadik, he always gets good. Rosha v'raloi is Rosha ben Rosha. Well, some say this is not the Maskan, some say this is not the Emes of Shad. But there's one Shad that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has answered back to Moshe some type of clue to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu does his Midas. Right? Omama. Tzadik v'toivloi, how come a Tzadik is always good? That's a Tzadik ben Tzadik. Tzadik v'raloi, sometimes it's best for Tzadik, Tzadik ben Rosha. For the Gemara Eini, V'loksiv, Poikir, Oven, Ovois, Avonin. One pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the Ovois, the sin of the father on the children. V'loksiv, another pasuk says, U'bonim lo yumsu al Ovois. V'kert, the children don't die because of the father's avarice. For the more minim kroy adon, the psukim aspirus. One pasuk says there's an einish for the son because of his father. And next pasuk says no, the children don't get an einish from the father. Well, mashnina teretz the psukim are like this. Lakashim, hokish oischin maise abusayim biyadayim. When the son does the same type of chatoim the father does, then the son will get an einish for the father's chatoim also. Hokish ein oischin maise abusayim biyadayim. When the son doesn't do the chatoim of the father, then he will not get the einish the father gets. Yeah. So the Kura Kasher is though, you see Amal, even a tzaddik, then Rosha, if he doesn't do what his father does, he shouldn't get an einish. So why do you say it's Rala? It shouldn't be bad for him. Abi, he's a tzaddik. Even though his father was a Rosha, he's not doing what his father did. So he shouldn't get an einish. Elazat Gmarhochi Kamalei. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered back to Moshe. Tzadik v'toivloi means tzadik gomer. A tzadik gomer only is good for you. Unless the Eibushter gives you misrum shalava. tzaddik v'raloi, that means tzaddik shein gomer. He's a tzaddik, but not 100%, so he'll get his einish. That's Makati, it's a molot nicha, the tzaddik should get his einish, but elam hazeh, that elam abo, only get his char. Rosha v'toiv loi means rosha shein gomer. He's not a gantz, in Russia. So Melo, the meter is, I call Kodesh Baruch Hu, let the Russia have all his char in this world. Today, the Noelam Abba, he'll get no schar. But I call upon him, he can't be so bitter. Mashenke in Russia, Bavaraloi, a Russia that only gets bad, it means he's a Russia gummer. He's so bad that he has no schar at all. So even on this world, he gets no schar. Melo is only Raloi for him on this world. So I call upon him, what this territory is, that Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe some clues how he's naik. The Gemara pleaded the Reb Meir, but did this man the Yom Adings the Chon Reb Meir? The Yom Reb Meir Shtayim Nosnu Loi V'Achas Loi Nosnu Loi. As Reb Meir says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not answer back to Moshe the third Shaila. As like we said, Moshe did not have this Chochmah to know the Drachm of Hashem. He didn't know why Hashem does this and does that. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'Chanoisi Es HaShirochon Apopi Shein Hogin. Hey, Samol, the Eberstaz Rachmanas gives chanun, gives kindness to a person, even though you don't deserve it. Rechamti es Hashem Rachim, means afo pi shein hogin. There's no klolim why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowing like this. Sometime HaKadosh Baruch Hu has midas Rachman for no reason, and sometimes he has Rachmanas on you. What are the klolim? His Moshe did not know. The interesting, this lashon here, afo pi shein hogin, the Beis Elokim, that's the Mabit, he has old Shara Tfilah, he goes to the Maaz Bedinim of Davening. He says the whole Yisrael Tfilah is on this Pasuk really. Afo pi shein hogin. V'chamti means afo pi shein hogin. We daven to Hashem, sometimes get the chutzpah. Who are we to daven to Hashem? Aye, we do bad things and we're bad. How could we ask Hashem to do good to us? Because this Pasuk. There's a midah of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, even though we don't deserve it, still he has Rachmanis on us. And that's all Koyecha Tfilah. We daven to Hashem as this Pasuk. Even though we don't deserve it, still heal us. Give us Panasa. Do this, do this. I, we don't deserve it. There's a midas of Rachmanis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we daven for. Right? Now the Pasuk says, Vayomer loisucha liris es ponai, I can't see your face. So Tonim will learn like this. Tonim mishmed Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho. That kach omeli HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to Moshe Rabbeinu. When I wanted to show myself to you by the snare, you did not want to look. Achshav now, shout to write another that you want to look at me. And he writes, I don't want to let you see me now. Rashi says, Kishrotzisi means by snare. Larisa Rashi Shanema says now, V'yista Moshe ponav over there. I mean, Moshe didn't want to look. Says Moshe hid his face. And the Morah says, really, this is a pligi the Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman Yogzin on Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman Yom Rabbi Yonasin. That the Yom Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman Yom Rabbi Yonasin, that Pizchar Sholos Zochel Sholos, because of three things, Moshe Rabbeinu was also Zochel for three things. That Pizchar, because of this pasuk of Vayista Moshe Ponov, that Moshe did not look by the snare, Mashmi was a schus for something good that he did. It was Zochel, he was Zochel, a cluster upon him. That he was zeichah to have a cluster upon him. It's not Kodesh Baruch Hu came to Moshe in the snare, Leirut sees the Shinemam, Vayista Moshe upon him. Moshe held back his face and looked at the snare. So first one, Yemet says, it was like a little tainer. Why didn't you, Moshe, look at me? And next one, Yemet says, no, it was a schut. O plig is a trashid, Rebbe Yeshua ben Kochom, Shemani Shoyakach, you say Moshe got an einish, because he didn't look. So I said, Adar, Akach, Ad Rabbi Shmuel, Shama Kibul Scharal Zeh, Pufaket, he says Moshe got Schar for this. Lakasto Ponim, Ki Korvan or Ponim. Yitmunas Hashem Yabut, Zeh Maro Achurim. That's to see the back of Hashem, Kash, Nem, Vatifri Kesha Shotfilim, Ni Achuruvuv, Yamunel Kachabruchim, Ni Achfilim. And of course, Moshe was Zeicha to see Hashem. His Yitmunas Hashem Yabut means Moshe was able to see Hashem. And we said before, Moshe saw Kodesh Baruch Hu's Kesha Shotfilim. I'll take away my hand. You'll see my back. That's what Hashem told Moshe. Omer Rav Chama Bar Bizni, Omer Rav Shimon Chasidon, Melami, Shema Kodesh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Kesher Shel Tfilin. Kodesh Baruch Hu showed Moshe the back of his head. That means the Kesher Shel Tfilin. Exactly what it means, where Hashem wears it and what, we don't understand, but it was some midrash that Moshe saw the Kesher Shel Tfilin. Whenever Hashem sends something with Toivon, I feel well tonight. even though there are conditions when it will be good, lo yichoda boy. Even if the snoyim are not mekayim, Hashem is never chota. It always he does it. Minola mi Moshe, Rabbeinu. Shenemar heref mi meinu viashmidom. Like Hashem got angry with Klai by the eagle. He said, "Come Moshe, I'm going to kill our Klai Yisrael. The yes oischul agoy and otzum, and I'll make you for the Am Yisrael." So afagav the boy Moshe rachim yolod the milso botlo. Even though Moshe was mispalol, v'yachal Moshe, and he got HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Moshe Klai Yisrael, and he didn't kill them, afilu hachi ukmei bezari. Still, Moshe's kids were zeich to be a goy godol. Shenema b'nei Moshe Gershom b'Eliezer, it says, v'yiu b'nei Eliezer Rechavia Harosh, or b'nei Rechavia Rabba Lamala. It says, how many kids did Rechavia, that was the grandson of Moshe, Lamala, Rabba Lamala, tremendous amount. V'toni Rav Yosef, Lamala Mishishim Rebuya. More than 600,000 kids, that's what came out of him. Okay, so from Moshe's kids alone came out an arm like Klai Yisrael. Asti Rabbi Rabbiya, Ksivach Rabu Lamalu, Ksivachim, over there Yisrael, Paru Vayishrutu Vayirbu. And by Klai Yisrael, we know they had Shishim Rabuyim.